Dave and Tom will do their best to answer your theological or doctrinal questions. We'll give you the address at the end of this program. You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. The proliferation of false teaching, even within the church, is becoming more widespread and much more difficult to detect. To determine if you are being presented with the truth, search God's Word for guidance and spiritual discernment. That is the mission of this broadcast. Now, understanding the Scriptures, the Gospel of Salvation. Again, along with Dave Hunt, here's T.A. McMahon.
In this segment of our program, Understanding the Scriptures, we're going over the Gospel of Salvation. And last week we were dealing with the origins of sin. We were back in Genesis. And I just want to go over some scriptures for us, Dave. Genesis 1:31, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the environment, as we mentioned before, what God had prepared for Adam and Eve was perfect in every way. And then he had a condition for Adam and Eve. Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
Can I interrupt there just for a second, Tom?
Sure.
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, some people think it must have been some kind of a magical tree, a special tree. No, it's as we try to explain. It could have been an apple, an orange, a pear, a peach, I don't know, anything. It wasn't the tree that was potent and caused them to die. It was that it was forbidden. And it was the sin. It was the act of eating
that
fruit.
This had to do with obedience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so how did it turn out? Well, Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. So, death entered in, didn't it?
Tom, right there you've got the whole thing. I mean, it's so amazing. Genesis 3, Genesis 1, 2, 3, just gives it to you in essence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's history, but this is how it happened, and you see. What was it that motivated her? Well, she didn't have to take self-assertion training, I guarantee you that. She trampled on her commitment to Adam as her husband, to the God who had created her, who had put her in the garden, and who had commanded her not to eat of that tree. This is self-will. Well, it's put like this in the Bible. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Same thing Satan tempted Jesus with in the wilderness. The lust of the flesh, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. The lust of the eye took him up on a mountain, showed him all the kings of the world in a moment of time. All of this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me. The pride of life took him on the pinnacle of the temple. Cast yourself off. Jump off. And it says he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And so when the people see the angels catch you and lower you to the ground, then they'll worship you. So,
mm-hmm. Well, let's go back over these items. She saw that the fruit was good for food, the lust of the flesh.
Right.
And that it was pleasant to the eyes.
Lust of the eye.
Right. And the tree desirable to make one wise.
The pride of life.
Right.
Yeah. So, this you see today, you could be like the gods. This is what Satan said. By the way, it's interesting. In Isaiah 14, Lucifer says, I will be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's an impossible dream, as we often say. How many Most Highs can you have? Well, you can obviously only have one. So, this was the origin of polytheism. He did away with monotheism, one true God, and now there can be a lot of gods. And he was going to be like the Most High. Now he offers Eve, you read it in the King James, I don't know what other translations say, but to be one of the gods, like the gods. Now there's a lot of gods. And we can add your name to the list, too. You can be one of them. And, of course, again, this is what we've been talking about, the occult invasion. The whole idea of psychic power, if Satan can show man that he has an infinite potential, then he has proved that he really can be a god, that that his promise was true.
Right.
So
well,
in essence, you see the whole thing, the whole modern world today, all of its ambitions are right there.
Mm-hmm. So we have it in heaven, Isaiah 14:14. Mm-hmm. We have it, that is, he will be as God, he is the Most High. We have the same offer in the Garden of Eden. And then we have it at the end, don't we? Isn't that the lie? That we will believe the lie that they are gods?
Yeah. Yeah, so Eve, self was at the heart of it. That's why Jesus, and one of my favorite writers, Andrew Murray, said this is where self had its awful birth. And now self rules and reigns. And now we can understand why Jesus then said to his disciples, except you deny self, take up the cross and follow me. You can't be my disciple. And why Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. But because Paul said, the cross is not just a place where Christ died, but when I believe in him, I accept him as the one who died in my place. I have literally given up life as I would live it. I have died with Christ as well. And now the life that I experience from now on is his resurrection life being lived in me.
Ezekiel 18:20, the soul that sins shall die. Romans 6:23, the wages for the wages of sin is death. And self, as you've been mentioning, Dave, I mean, that's the vehicle of death and destruction. I mean, the idea that we could be gods, who can handle that?
It's a problem between husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents and children, governments, you know, nations, races, selfishness. I want my way. And until I have abdicated the throne of my life. Yes, we really did become little gods, you know.
Right.
We got about 5.8 billion little gods running around this world, each one trying to rule over his own little empire. And what one little god wants to do comes in conflict with what other little gods want to do. That's our whole problem. So we're going to have to surrender and give up our you know, our claim to godhood, to control over our own lives, to being what we want ourselves to be. And we're going to have to give ourselves back to God and let him be God and obey him. But now you can't just do that. There's a penalty that has to be paid for sin. Even though we want to be reconciled to God, there's a narrow way by which we must come.
Well, let's move up to that. But just to go back a little bit, we began, it was very good. We had the good news. Then we had the bad news, sin. Sin entered in, separated mankind from God forever. But in Genesis 3:15, now we have the good news being offered. As some have said, this is the first gospel, the first time the gospel is offered. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed.
Now the you is Satan.
Right. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
The seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head. In other words, would do him in. That's a deadly blow. But the serpent would bruise the heel. In other words, a nuisance factor, or more than that.
Right.
Trying to get in the way, foul up the works, trying to frustrate the purposes of God, but ultimately could not. And then the death blow would be dealt by the, not the woman, as Catholicism teaches, but by the seed of the woman. It's very clear. And yet, you know that Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal appeared to Catherine Laboure, 1830, in Paris. This is Mary now, supposedly, with her head on the serpent.
Her foot.
I'm sorry, her heel on the serpent's head.
Right.
And that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's Jesus, the seed of the woman. Of course, I think you have the virgin birth there, too, foretold. The seed of the woman. Not coming about through the union of man and woman, but the seed of the woman will bruise the serpent's head.
Mm-hmm. And this is the good news found in, mm-hmm. you know, in Genesis, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. Genesis 3:15.
And without that, there's no salvation.
Dave and Tom's scrutiny of biblical salvation will resume again next week. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Our ministry makes available a wide selection of teaching materials, including books, tapes, CD-ROM, the Internet, and others. Dave and Tom are currently discussing Dave's book, Occult Invasion, from Harvest House. This important publication is available on our order line. One of our most popular offerings is the Berean Call newsletter reprint package. With issues from 1986 through 1998, all indexed and three-hole punched, these treasures of information will be among your most turned-to resources. In a moment, we'll let you know how to order these and other materials, as well as a subscription to our free monthly newsletter. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0559. And please mention the call letters of this station. On next week's program, Dave and Tom will resume their study of the occult invasion and probe deeper into the infinite reaches of God's salvation. We'll examine President Clinton's salute to one of Islam's most sacred festivals and spotlight the question, should we evangelize extraterrestrials? We sincerely hope that you can be here. I'm Gary Carmichael, and on behalf of Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you back again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.